TPR.
This is roundup number 12. This is the Mars playlist. Zirak is back because he makes the playlists. So why would this be a surprise?
Yeah, it's not like I'm interesting or anything. Playlist so we have to give him airtime.
Yeah, that's part of the contract we were forced into. There is no contract. We don't do such things. Zirak, how are you? You are in yet again a different location.
I'm in yet again a different location. This is an alternate set.
Yeah. Set B. how is the weather where you are? Smog hai, smog.
Lahore mein smog hai, lekin kam hai.
I feel like it's gone down. Yeah.
Thodi kam hai. We were in Islamabad for a bit, so like the blue skies there always, like you can still see a difference even in low smog season. Right. Motorway big point out there where you notice you are going from clean air to smoggy air.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, but, that point I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's the kind of myth that shows up in short stories of, but also novels probably, Indus ka ek blue pani or brown pani milte hain Indus pe ek jagah, to ab ye lagta hai ki motorway pe smog.
Yeah. Isn't that also
sky and brown sky
qiyamat ki nishani? I don't know. Or maybe
smog?
No. The waters that do not meet, two waters meet but do not mix. Sorry. Yeah, comment. Anybody's comment. So this playlist is fewer songs than last time, but still quite a few songs. I think the songs are shorter somehow. Because
honestly, you have done more data analysis on this than I have, clearly. No, there's a few reasons why it's shorter than last time. Last time's playlist was because end of year, I do this sort of end of year playlist as well. So okay. December ki main alag se nahi nikalta. So there was a few songs that had built up that we hadn't put out. So some that came out in February together. Then I've just been traveling, so I haven't gotten through as many songs as before. So it's a little bit less, but it's still like 27. Right. Last year I was doing like maybe maximum of 20 songs a playlist, and now I'm doing like 27 feels like a reduction.
Yeah.
So yeah. In a way, this is both sort of my changing standards as well as the larger amounts of output. And by my changing standards, it doesn't mean, worse songs are getting in. It just means that I think I am now being much more intentional about putting songs in that I may not even personally be as attached to, but are still good.
I think we spoke about this last time also, right? Where making a curated playlist means that there are things that you feel... You need to separate yourself, your own personal taste from what you think people should be listening to or people might be listening to.
Yeah, aur usme bhi bahut cheeze reh jati hain, right? Like there's this sort of big electronic scene. Just make Malik hai, aur ye sare Miracle Mangal wale bahut sare log hain jo bajate hain. But that music I don't understand that well.
Right,
so for me, even from a sense of like figuring out what is necessarily like very good versus what is not. Is not easy to do, so that stuff still doesn't make it. So that's where I need help. Or yeah, but jo bahut desi style like folk music hai, wo kabhi kabhar mere radar mein aa jati hai, but not always. So in that case, it's hard to tell like what is good and what isn't. So wo kuch cheezein abhi bhi missing hai, but I'm aware of those.
Well, we'll start off with congratulations. The Urdu language was dying. But I've been told by sources as of last month, end of last month, it's been saved. And also that the Young Stunners are better lyricists than Javed Akhtar. I shared the research papers with Zirak as well. this is off Twitter, so it must be true. But four songs. I think this is the first time that we've had such a presence from one album. Tala Anjum's album Open Letter came out. The internet, my internet at least exploded. I don't know if Zirak, if your internet exploded as much, but
Xavier, so good. Like these guys are so good at putting out work.
Oh right.
Anjum and company.
Yeah,
right?
The YSU.
Here's why YSU is good at putting out work. They बाकी सारी दुनिया जो है कहती है हम वीडियो निकालते हैं और हमारी वीडियो देखता कोई नहीं, अब हम क्या करें, वीडियो वीडियो बनाए जा रहे हैं, निकालता कोई नहीं, ठीक है, और ये लोग वीडियो भी नहीं निकालते और 1 मिलियन व्यू आ जाते हैं, 2 मिलियन व्यू आ जाते हैं, कुछ तो ठीक कर रहे हैं ना. सो द फर्स्ट थिंग आई वांट टू से इज लाइक दीज गाइज आर रियली गुड एट व्हाट दे डू, एंड सो दिस एल्बम लिटरली यू कुड नो नथिंग अबाउट हु दीज पीपल आर बट समहाउ इट विल हैव मेड इट योर फील. समबडी इज टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस एल्बम कॉल्ड ओपन लेटर एंड व्हाई, बिकॉज दे आर ऑल रेफरेंसिंग इट.
Yeah,
a bunch of them are on it, so they are referencing their own work on it. Other people are just have drawn from it so much or have so many links to it or know that like this network will come in through for them that they are all talking about it, that even before the album was released I knew what the apparently notable songs were going to be.
Oh really?
And matlab mere radar mein to ab main unko
follow karta hu, baki
artists ko wo sab keh rahe hain what is your favorite song, ye chal raha hai poll, album nikli bhi nahi aur log favorite song pe debate kar rahe hain, theek hai. And so like if I look at a lot of other kind of pop albums or pop work, this level of communication is not present. Right? I talk
about there is a real community that they have, like in outside of the cliched word. Yeah.
And there is a respect for the audience. And by respect for the audience, I mean is that they are not reliant on being interesting personas for people to follow them. They are actually going out and explaining their work and creating, they're actively like creating the image of their stardom. So for example, there's a video I remember watching where two younger kids are on this sort of rap song and they get told by, I think Joke was on it, Joke tells them that Yunus is going to do a verse on their song. And that wo bilkul bas, the reaction that you had is the reaction that they have in the video. And then Yunus walks in and they like discuss it and they talk about how excited they are. Right. And so then you understand why it is a big deal for the kids for Yunus to be on there. Right. And so now, even if you don't like Yunus's verse on it, you understand why it's meaningful. I feel that other parts of the industry sometimes in like either mystique or in some other thinking don't do this level of explanation. Mm-hmm. Like they're not this obvious. And it's hard to understand why something is relevant. It's hard to understand why, like, suddenly something took a big turn or why like something is good. And most of the audience is drowned with so much content that we don't have an understanding of why something is supposed to be good or why something is supposed to be relevant. And these are the guys that seem to be doing it so well without any kind of corporate backing to just do it consistently over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And for me, anybody ignoring that in this industry, that is their fault.
Yeah, there's no merit-based argument in ignoring these people. It's just like your personal preferences clouding your professional judgment or whatever, that sort of thing.
Right.
Huh.
Right. And again, the argument is not that you must like this music. The argument is not that you cannot compare it to global hip-hop and have an argument that there are places where this is lacking. No, that is not the argument. The argument is in this industry, if you are looking at notable things to listen to and actively ignoring this, then you have a problem.
Yeah, or considering it not worth attention. Because it is getting so much attention. And also speaking, you mentioned features. Out of 15 songs on the album, 5 have features. And out of those 5, 4 have features. Now those 4, 3 have multiple people. So JJ47, Tara Yunus is obviously there. Omer is on pretty much every song. One song has Omer and Super Duper Sultan. So I'm wondering... What do two producers do? Rap Demon. I listen to it. I'm not super familiar with Young Stunners' grown up work, which is like the past 3-4 years. And but I went through this whole album today, and it was great. It was very solid. It has a decidedly retro, globally what would be considered a retro feel.
But
it is also unapologetically, this is a rap album. We are putting out a rap album. This is not, rap disguised as pop songs or something like that. This is like committing to the genre. Beachman, you know, they have their different flavors here and there. But I found it great. And Sarkhail, the songs he suggested, Chara Sarkhail, also on the TPR part, all of them were the emo songs, where because Sarkhail is Ghamaur, and I like those the least. And to my surprise, the songs I like the most were the most like, you know, flex kind of songs. One song I think is named Flex. So yeah, it was great. It was very good. And it makes sense why you chose 4 songs from this. Are those 4 your most played?
Yeah, I haven't heard enough to go through like most played yet, but those are the ones that I think were notable and were like really good. Yeah. Also, I think there's a sense of you have to understand where this album is in this person's career.
Right.
Right. So he has been rapping for a decade.
At least.
They have like two or three albums that are like, you know, not super well produced, but wo us zamane ke the, like 2015, 16, 17 type.
Yeah.
Jisme, like when the market was really different and now they've been putting out singles and suddenly they've made it really big. They've been on kind of all the big shows and they reference that a bunch. He almost is doing like a statement art piece.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Basically, because he's no longer establishing a career. He's no longer like pandering to record labels. Like this is, why is this person putting out an album?
Yeah.
Like album says something that he gets a lot of views. This person is putting out an album as a sort of statement as an artist.
Saying
like, I am developing. Yeah, I'm established. I'm developing as an artist. These are the things that I want to talk about. And in a way, it is a bookend. Mm-hmm. And so this album, like in a way, you can think about it as there's not that much new material on it in terms of theme, right? Yeah. मतलब पिछले 10 साल से अगर सुन रहे हैं तो thematically वही सब आ रहा है दोबारा कि भाई मैंने उर्दू रैप बनाया मैं कुछ कहीं से नहीं आया now I've made all this infrastructure around me अब ये मेरे सारे लोग हैं थोड़ा flex वाली चीजें भी हैं उसमें कुछ जो emo themes भी हैं वो भी पुरानी गानों में आ चुकी हैं so it's not that there is something completely that you have uncovered complete something completely new about Anjum that you didn't know before but it is a kind of bookend to all of that work as a kind of ye sab maine kiya hai abhi tak aur ab main yahan pahuncha so you have to read it as that and so for me the one song that stands out a bunch is the title song Open Letter which is basically him kind of talking to or responding to a letter written by a fan right which again I've been told by people in my house you may guess who that this is a common trope in hip hop right so I don't know global hip hop super well I know Pakistani hip hop really well.
Right.
I know global hip hop not very well at all.
Right.
As you said, there's a retro feel to it, right? So he's making very direct references to kind of like 90s, early 2000s rappers. And he's drawing those connections. In a way, the music also is lending itself to that, but it's not super developed, right? Like if thoda sa rudimentary level tak us tak signal jaate hain, but that for me is fine. Like I don't think of that as a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have appreciated ke matlab, you know, he's not even trying to be, oh, this is the current sound, so I must make this current sound. It's like most likely that he was influenced strongly by people from that time. So he's like, oh, that's what I like, so I'll just make that. And some of the songs, four or five of the songs, like I said to Sohail, they're like exactly Casey Neistat vlog music and uske upar like because I listen to Casey Neistat, I watch Casey Neistat a lot and then music is like stuck in my mind and I'm like, oh, ye to this is exactly that, but you know, like he's not trying to be this is the trend, I shall follow it.
And I don't even think he's saying like this is the 90s stuff and I will like, you know, push that forward. I think he is basically saying harking to it, right? Like this stuff is what I'm reading from, this stuff has influenced me. So like, I want to build something that is kind of from this flavor. They're using that flavor in their own domain and to their own audience. And so I think that like Open Letter song for anybody that doesn't understand the genre, like why listening to these kids is important, why it's different, why they represent a group of people that has not been represented in this industry before, that is a song you need to listen to. Mm. Because it talks about someone that gets into rap as a way of dealing with their life's problems and trying to talk to an artist that has suddenly become really big, but who also then understands all of those problems intimately and then has some level of self-awareness to say, you know, rap is a thing you do, but it doesn't get you out of these problems. But also it kind of does.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of kind of nuance and acknowledgement of just like life issues of a very particular group of people that is very large, but very underrepresented in a
pop culture sense.
Kind of media sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've gotten some criticism that it's still like very male and it's still very like in a way still very dominant culturally. Right. But from a media standpoint, I feel like it is.
What is male and dominant?
Still underrepresented. Matlab ye ke jaise Urdu hai, Urdu mein ya Punjabi mein hota hai rap, theek hai.
Okay.
Like there's not that many like women in production or in rap. So in a way you can say like from a cultural standpoint, agar aap sadak pe nikle mein yahi log aapko nazar aayenge, right? But also these are challenges that have not been represented before. So in a way this group is overrepresented but still underrepresented.
I think it's we can't say that male Urdu slash Punjabi speaking rappers are clearly in charge of everything, right? They're like, huh, they have some famous people, but most of them are seemingly very non-famous, non-respected, like we talked about in the previous one episode as well and mentioned Aaj Bhi. So yeah, like Pakistan, I think we can't really say that there are many people, especially in the music industry, who are, you know, who have it great, who have it better than everyone else, and don't seem to appreciate it. Moving on, there are some notables. There are some notables who had songs released recently, which are also on this. There is For You by Manu. Great song, very Manu. Bade Arse Baad Manu has come back with, it's, I don't know if it's actually Bade Arse Baad. Manu, a few months have passed since a Manu song, which is a longer than usual gap. So it's a nice song. You've heard this sort of Manu before, but it wasn't the prevalent Manu. But this
describe what you are saying. So I know what you're saying, but yeah. I need somebody else to describe it.
Yeah. So this is you know, nice vibes, melodic, romantic kind of Manu, which we have heard a little bit of, and not sad also, because melancholic was very sad, vibes wise, even though it was still in the melodic sort of thing. We've heard the cocky Manu, we've heard the, you know, I'm a great rapper Manu, we've heard the Manu, my flow is very good and I work with great people and great people want my attention, the flex Manu. But this Sweetu Manu.
So, gaano ke naam lo, tino usme. So there is the sort of, yeah. I think of it as two,
sure.
Two categories, but you've broken them into more of them. So one is the kind of rapper Manu, right?
Yeah.
The rapper Manu mein wo Taral ke saath jo gaane the, 5 AM, Hiko.
Yeah.
Abhi Looney jo nikla tha Abdullah aur Taral ke saath. And much of his album. Within the, haan, much of his album. Wo jo pehli album bhi thi bahut sari usme. So you are saying that within that there is a kind of flexi one, and then there is a, what is the other category in his rapper Manu?
I mean, we can put rapper Manu as one. Rapper Manu makes sense. Yeah.
ठीक है. अच्छा और उसमें भी बहुत वो trajectory आई है. Like
his first album was like. My mind is now stuck on the, you know, duality of man, this duality of Manu. We got this.
अच्छा first album was very like a kind of jokester, like young person coming up, and now there is a much more kind of adult, I have made it vibe, right? Like he's no longer punching up.
He is kind of
punching sideways. So, chalo, ek aur rapper manu ho gaya. And then there is the kind of melodic writing.
Yes.
As a melodic writing, mein aa jata hai, melancholic,
sae.
Ye phir, jo uski second album mein, bahut saare gaane, Sakuna Matata mein do teen gaane the. Maybe, kaun sa gaana tha, jisme wo gaadi pe hai.
There's a Gaadi in this one as well, but no, I get the point. I'm sure people.
So for me, this is very melodic Manu.
Melodic Manu,
I've stolen your term micro alap, like, right? Like he does those in a way that most other, like Hasan doesn't do them.
Hasan doesn't do micro alaps.
There's other people that make this sort of electronic pop don't necessarily do them as much, but Manu does. And so that's kind of his like signature thing for me, is that he does them quite a bit. This fits into that category. I really like it. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's great. It's
one of my like favorite Manu songs.
Hard question. Would you prefer rapper Manu or nice guy Manu or sweet emotions Manu?
I prefer these songs personally, but not in a quality sense. Like these are just the ones that I end up listening to more. But that is not neither here nor there. Again, that is like what is my opinion about these songs? Aapko kaun sa gaana acha lagta hai, right? But it's not a. So I think I heard a really good thing about from Vampire Weekend ka jo hai na, lead singer Ezra Koenig.
Yeah.
Wo kehta hai ke, like for me the good thing is that I meet my parts of my audience who have different favorite albums. Like some people still like the first one, some people still like the second, some people still like the third. And you could imagine a scenario where your audience always thinks your current work is the best.
Sure.
Right? That is the trap that you could fall into as an artist, I think. But really what you want is for your audience to be an equal mix of finding all of your work the best.
Yeah.
Like you want some people to find some work the best, some people to find some work the best, some people to find some work the best. That is the healthy state you want to be in. So for me, I think like the fact that I like one part of his music just sort of more or that I listen to it more than I listen to other parts of his music is totally fine. I feel like that should be a really good scenario.
Yeah, yeah. Because the people that listen to your music, the same music, are different people. So, you know, there's sort of that, it's changed once it interacts with your mind. Different things, you bring your own personality to this taste. So, but he hates your other work, Manu, is what he said. That's what I got from this. But
I feel like this podcast is slowly becoming a liability. Like, first, I make incorrect statements about how much English is used in Arslan Hassan's song.
Yeah.
Then I get a rapper's name wrong.
Yeah.
Then who may not even be a rapper.
Yeah.
And now I have offended one half of an artist catalog. Okay. Cancelled. This podcast has been cancelled by podcast itself.
Yeah.
Line line. So, you mean I condemn myself? That's my favorite.
Self-fulfilling Mega prophecy. And one of the other songs that I had that we had in our bunch was a big surprise, Chief Saab. Why is this? Not that I'm against it, but how can we?
Primarily because it is one of the very few examples that I can point to that have hip hop has sampled older Pakistani pop.
Yeah.
You would have expected that to have happened more often, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And so that this is doing it so obviously.
Yeah, very obviously.
Right.
Like this could
is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I would expect it to happen a little bit more. So I think it's notable for that reason. I think each of the people on it has done like other really interesting work as well. And so for me, this may not even be like the most interesting verse that they have put out, at least for me personally, but the sampling bit is notable. And I like a close friend of mine who follows global hip hop has asked the question, always probed, like, why isn't sampling that common? I don't really have that good of an answer aside of being able to point to the tools.
Yeah.
Jis tarah pe beats banti hain, or jo like the software packages and the sample libraries that these guys are using to create the beats and send them back and forth to each other, don't have that many kind of old Pakistani pop samples. In fact, they don't have any pop samples at all, from what I know, or have very few of them. And the Pakistani pop licensing argument seems tricky
enough.
It's just harder to go through that whole hurdle than to just make kind of new beats. That's my theory of why it doesn't happen, but I hope it happens.
It's great. Everybody should go and listen to Chief Saab either on your own or perhaps preferably on the playlist. I was surprised. I thought, maybe it's just a song that coincidentally, I was like, no one will coincidentally, no Pakistani will coincidentally name their song Chief Saab, and it's great. Then the one thing we had before a special segment is Danial Ahmed is somebody that you have now introduced me to. As of today, I didn't know about him, but there are two songs in the works, Raga Pahadi. I don't know if those are the names of the songs, but these are, who is Danial Ahmed? Why is he on your radar? And in this,
so Danial Ahmed is a Karachi-based ethnomusicologist, and he is on my radar because what Danial does is that Danial takes sort of journeys to find artists that are outside of the known networks of Pakistani pop music, chases them to where they are, and finds ways to record them. So Ustad Noor Bakhsh, who is on here, he was also featured in Boiler Room recently.
Yes.
Because of Danial. The reason that happened is because Danial, this sort of video of Ustad Noor Bakhsh, I believe, became sort of very popular. And then Danial found Ustad Noor Bakhsh, right? Like, that's the really interesting part of it, which is that for many of the kind of folk artists that are really well known and or sort of have such high quality, even finding them is a big deal. Then recording them and giving them kind of high quality production and bringing them to the world is like sort of even bigger deal. So in my domain, for example, the equivalent here for the white tech audience of TPR Pod, as we know, is the difference between PhD tech demos and productizing something.
Right.
Is like you can make interesting samples of anything, but turning it into a product that everybody can understand and engage is very, very, very difficult. Or in the film world, for example, taking like a small kind of clip that is kind of artsy and then, or turning it into like a big Bollywood film that everybody understands, again, is different. And so what Danial is doing is taking these sort of initial ideas and sketches of the idea of sort of Pakistani cultural production outside the mainstream and really bringing it to people in an accessible fashion. And so he's doing these recordings in this sort of amazing way, and it just, and he documents his journey on Instagram, and it's so fun to just sort of see him kind of go into interior Sindh and chase people and tell us more about these artists and their work. So for me, like, one really interesting thing, he wrote an article recently about how all the classical singers love Kareela.
Kareela?
Huh. Oh. Kareela bahut achhe lagte hain classical singers ko. And it's just like a pattern that you wouldn't have known except for someone who has talked to a lot of classical singers and eaten at their houses. Right? And I think just the amount of labor that goes into doing this sort of work is underappreciated and not understood, and how hard work it is to actually like build new things that is not just a copy paste of somebody else's model, but actually like going out and doing the work. And so that's why this stuff is in here. And sort of shout out to Daniel's Instagram handle is Honi Unhoni. And so you should, it's just so interesting to kind of watch his journey. If you had ever watched kind of Girls and Guys, tumhare bachpan mein hota tha na, Travelogue, Shoaib Mansoor wala, jisme sare artists different shehron mein jaate hain.
Okay.
No, Junaid Jamshed, Salman Ahmed, who else was in there?
My bachpan was not in Pakistan, sadly. Yeah. So I missed out on some stuff. Yeah.
Shoaib Mansoor did this series with, I think, Gold Leaf, where he got all these musicians, and Adnan Siddiqui, I think, was on it also. Fakhre Alam was on there. And these sare celebrities different shehron mein jaate hain. They do these travelogues in Urdu. They're really interesting. And it's really fun to watch because it's just watching these people you know in like interesting spaces doing like, you know, funny things. And so Daniel's Instagram is kind of that. Which is a travelogue, but the output is new music.
Right.
So it's just really interesting. And so for me, that's why these songs are in here.
Excellent. And then groundbreaking in terms of podcasting, we are doing screen share seminars. I don't know if you can see it. I don't know how I choose to show it at the end. But we received from Spotify, capital letters, some stuff, some infographics. And because we are the infographic sort of people and analytics sort of people, thought it'd be fun to share these. So they sent us a few things. Might have seen them on the internet and other places as well. Basically, this is a breakdown of what Spotify has seen in terms of music listening trends, of who's listening to what in Pakistan. We can zoom in and we can see that this is by province. So Punjab is listening to Atif, Young Stunners. These are all local artists. Local is a very key word. We'll come to it later. Atif, Young Stunners, Nusrat, Hasan Rahim, Radhwat Ali Khan, Sindh, Atif, Young Stunners again, Hasan Rahim again, No Rahat, No Nusrat, instead Asim Azhar and Abdul Hanan. Sindh hamesha se progressive bada raha hai na. And then Balochistan also, Atif Aslam, if you remember when in, I think this is the podcast that we did, you and I, where we spoke about how Atif is like among the top four artists of Pakistan. So this makes sense that he is in KP and Balochistan. Then also Young Stunners are everywhere, every province, Young Stunners. Rahat Fateh Ali Khan is here, No Nusrat, Asim Azhar, also very famous, Abdul Hanan again. So Abdul Hanan, and it's people are listening to the same sort of things in Pakistan, it seems.
So I think one thing that's interesting to consider here is that this seems to be a list of the artists with the most streams, right? Not the artists with the biggest audiences.
Okay.
Because if it was artists with the biggest audiences, then you might also see, for example, like Shafqat or Shiraz Upal.
Right.
But some of them are heard in sort of India as well. So this is that Pakistani artists ko Pakistan mein kaun sun raha hai?
Exactly.
And you can measure that by number of people or number of streams.
Yeah.
But by and large, you get the same group of people over and over, which is quite interesting.
Top day of the week, Saturday. Top hour of the day, 10 p.m. So, Gham Hour Boys, you know, aapko pata hai,
interesting. Like, I would think no commute, no office. This is Saturday night.
Yeah.
Love it.
90% increase in 6 months. So, I suppose this means that, Pakka Hit had the top local playlist. Okay, fine. 90% increase in 6 months. But then we get to, let's hope this works, top artists overall. So, this includes international. And all of a sudden, we see that Pakistani artists are not at the top of who's listening to what in Pakistan. There are some. There's Atif Aslam, Young Stunners in Sindh. Sindh being very representative of Pakistan. And Atif Aslam is also in Balochistan. And Atif Aslam is also in KP. Shockingly, not in Punjab. But okay. Other people though, AP Dhillon, Arjit Singh is in all four provinces. AP Dhillon is in three. BTS is in Sindh and Balochistan. Gurinder Gill, etc., etc. So, this is also something that they've also called out, that K-pop consumption in Pakistan, especially BTS, who perhaps are arguably the biggest K-pop act in the world. आपके घर में भी तो K-pop है?
बिल्कुल
I said this as like
बिल्कुल,
a borderline
हाँ
accusation,
हाँ नहीं,
but
मैं मुझे इससे शर्म नहीं आती। और मेरे घर में एपी डिलन भी है
एपी डिलन भी है
तो।
भाई.
हाँ
बट या सो आई मीन दिस इज मोर इन लाइन विद व्हाट यू टॉकिंग अबाउट. वाते असलम हिज आउट लाइक ही इज अ बिग बिग आर्टिस्ट, एंड यू नो द अदर टॉप पाकिस्तानी आर्टिस्ट स्टिल माइट नॉट बी मेन स्ट्रीम रिगार्डलेस ऑफ हाउ दे माइट हैव अ ह्यूज ऑडियंस. बट यू नो द हसन रहीम्स एंड द यंग स्टनर्स, देयर इज स्टिल, with a good way to put it, a nicer way to put it would be like there's still many people for them to hopefully win over in their
I
careers.
mean, I think just 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, Pakistani artists had more access to Pakistani audiences than global artists, right? Now that barrier is no longer true. And the one person that seems to not have struggled as a result of this transition is Atif, which tells you how big Atif is, right? No matter how big global populations get, Atif gets to Pakistani audiences and in fact gets to global audiences as well. And now young stunners we are seeing are kind of on that list.
This is a big
Which
deal.
is to me really interesting.
Young stunners in Sindh, presumably Karachi, that big that they're in the top global, like top artists, agnostic of location. Hottest Pakistan is their top playlist. But there was something else I want to say, but I have forgotten. And then let's see, who is listening to what in Pakistan? By city. So this is a lot of detail. You can pause here if you want. Hopefully you can see the screen. Hopefully I've shown it in a way that's doable. But yeah, feel free to pause and zoom in. Let me see if there's any surprises. This is possibly just gonna love Pentagon. Can't stay sane, Thifu. Quetta mein people are listening to Quetta. People have different choices. Wildflower, RM Eugene, In Sakhar, yet to come BTS. Wow, Sakhar is like fully BTS, BTS, BTS. I have RM Eugene. This might also be K-pop. Comment down below. Basuri. Basuri is not a Pakistani song anymore. It's like a global song. So wow. Also AP Dhillon, Abdul Hanan, Romeo, Rovio, Revalio, Peshawar, May, and Abdul Hanan, Revalio. Yeah, everywhere. But very cool. Very nice. And Spotify. But the thing that I was gonna say was what you mentioned about Pakistani artists having access in Pakistan was that just like how YouTube came and Pakistanis had access to a lot of international global content in terms of videos and just seeing what people are doing in different places in the world, I think what Spotify has allowed is a one-stop location where people can very conveniently listen to a lot of music from the rest of the world, which they clearly are doing, even though much of it is India, an Indian artist, but there's a wider reach as well. So BTS to abhi hai,
Huh, I
but
mean, AP Dhillon is Canadian, you know.
yeah, sure. Well,
So,
I just pulled a
I mean,
uncle move.
so AP Dhillon is Canadian, BTS is Korean. So, I think the market is global. We have to think of it that way, and think of cultural output in a kind of global sense. And so, हम भी उसी तरह देखते हैं उसे कि, you know, how do we compare kind of Pakistani artists globally, and how do we make sure that their kind of audience is not limited to sort of Pakistani cities. And in fact, it's not. It's quite big elsewhere, and acknowledging that is important.
And also, I mean, the other thing was that I was thinking of also was that, you know, people get to listen to different things that perhaps they pre-Spotify would not have had such easy access to. And yeah, good for them as well, listening to new stuff, different stuff. Anyway, we'll conclude. Comments, rants, whatever, send them to us, or don't. Money, as always, what you must send is straight funds. Thank you very much, Zirak. We'll see you maybe next month, maybe sooner. But yeah, Zirak has a job to get back to. I have nothing to do. All right, thank you. Bye.